Texas Church Massacre.
In a church, a place of worship, these people were innocently gunned down.
Heavy toll in a small town.
There's just no words to describe. Everybody knows everybody.
President Trump calls it a mental health problem.
This isn't a guns situation.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Jeff Glore, outside the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, with the CBS World News Roundup. The 400 people who live in this town, southeast of San Antonio, are devastated by the mass shooting that took place here during Sunday services.
It's just surreal. I mean, this is a small town. This doesn't happen here.
26 people were killed. 20 others were wounded by a man dressed in black with a protective vest and a semi-automatic weapon. The gunman is dead. He is identified as 26-year-old Air Force veteran Devin Patrick Kelly.
My heart's pumping. It's pretty shocking to find out your neighbor just did something like that.
This all began before noon yesterday. Freeman Martin, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, says the gunman was first spotted at a gas station across the street from the church.
That suspect crossed the street to the church, exited his vehicle, and began firing at the church. That suspect then moved to the right side of the church and continued to fire.
As the gunman left the church, he was chased by Johnny Langendorf and another man who was armed.
We hit about 95 and trying to catch this guy until he eventually lost control on his own and went off in the ditch. He just hurt so many people, and he just affected so many people's lives. Why wouldn't you want to take him down?
Kelly was later found dead. His wounds were self-inflicted. Kelly served at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico and was court-martialed in 2012 on charges that he assaulted his spouse and child. He eventually got a bad conduct discharge. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is here with more on some of the victims. The youngest was just 5 years old.
Among the dead, 14-year-old Annabelle Pomeroy, Pastor Frank Pomeroy's daughter.
Annabelle's been wanting to ride with me and go with me here and there.
In his sermon 2 weekends ago, the pastor talked about how he rode his Harley to church with Annabelle that morning.
The sun was just coming up as we were riding down 467.
Also among the victims, 7-year-old Emily and her mother Joanne Ward. A friend confirmed her passing on Facebook, writing, "Is it possible to physically feel your heartbreak?"
We're a small, as we call it, a small little redneck town in the country. Why this church? Why them?
My colleague Steve Futterman is here with more on how people are dealing with this shock.
The town of Sutherland Springs is so small, everyone seems to know some of yesterday's victims.
A disaster has struck our community, and it hurts.
It happened without warning. A man dressed in black suddenly appeared and opened fire. To say people are in shock would be stating the obvious.
There's just no words to describe. Because, like I say, everybody knows everybody.
They came to worship, not to be killed. And many of those inside the church saw their loved ones die.
The first thing that went through my head is this is my family and almost all of it's gone.
People here say they are shocked that something like this could happen here.
The people who passed away were really good friends.
But it did happen here in Sutherland Springs.
Wilson County Sheriff Joe Tackett is with us now. Sheriff, thank you for being here. Let me start with how the folks who are still in the hospital are doing this morning.
We understand at this point that they're in stable condition. And, you know, that's about all we know at this time.
Where is your investigation right now?
Well, right now it's kind of at a standstill. People are trying to get some rest. And we still got a lot of shell casings and things we need to go through over there at the church. And it's going to take hours to do that. But, you know, the suspect is deceased. So at this point, we don't have, you know, anyone to start questioning.
This is the deadliest shooting in Texas history, and it came on the 8th anniversary of the attack at Fort Hood, where 13 people died in a shooting carried out by a former Army major. Steve?
Well, Jeff, President Trump has made comments about the Texas mass shooting while on his Asia trip.
I'm Stephen Portnoy, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
Who would ever think a thing like this could happen?
At a news conference alongside the Japanese prime minister, President Trump insisted the Texas shooting, quote, isn't a gun situation.
I think that mental health is your problem here.
The president called the shooting suspect a deranged individual, and as he did after the Las Vegas massacre, the president said it's a little bit too soon to debate new gun controls.
The president was quick to demand immigration changes after the New York City truck attack on Halloween carried out by a foreign national. In Tokyo, the president said the U.S. will not stand for North Korea menacing America or its Asian allies. He denounced the country as a threat to the civilized world. Prime Minister Abe agreed all options are on the table when dealing with North Korea. Newly leaked documents reportedly show an investment link between Trump Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and a Russian company. CBS's Juliana Goldman.
The leaked documents reportedly show Ross still holds indirect investments in a shipping company called Navigator Holdings. That company transports gas for Sibor, a Russian energy firm owned in part by a Russian oligarch subject to American sanctions and Vladimir Putin's son-in-law.
Ross tells CNBC this morning he disclosed all of his holdings prior to joining the administration. It's not clear when Kentucky Senator Rand Paul will be back at work in Washington. WHAS radio reporter Will Clark says Paul suffered 5 broken ribs at his home.
It's not clear from Kentucky State Police arrest records why 59-year-old Renee Boucher ran onto the Bowling Green, Kentucky property of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, tackling the senator while he mowed his lawn. The two men are neighbors and doctors, Paul an ophthalmologist, Boucher an anesthesiologist. The FBI also involved in the investigation to see if this was a politically motivated attack.
Well, 8 people were hurt when a possible tornado tore through Salina, Ohio yesterday. There was also storm damage over the border in Indiana. This woman lives on a farm in that state.
My husband and I were in checking the pigs when the tornado hit, and we were actually in the barn, and we made it through, thank God.
The Weather Service believes that storm system spawned several tornadoes. Christmas is 7 weeks from today. We go shopping with CBS's Matt Piper.
Just 53% of adults will buy a gift that's at least $50 this holiday season. And says CreditCard.com's Matt Schultz, don't plan on getting something glitzy from the woman in your life.
We found that women say they're planning to be more frugal than men. So about 40% of women will spend less than $50 on their priciest present, compared with 29% of men.
27% of Americans will fork over $100 or more on a single item, and 12% might just be called Grinches, saying they won't buy any gifts at all. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, Uber is pledging $5 million over the next 5 years to fund sexual assault prevention and to better train its own workers. Sexual harassment and assault have been issues for the ride service. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. For Jeff Glore in Texas, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.